Hello, and welcome to Practice Test 5, updated version, for the Michigan State University Certificate of English Language Competency. We will begin in just a few moments. Okay, it is time to start the listening ability test. I will read the instructions and you will follow along. Ready? Listen to this. This section of the test is designed to evaluate your listening ability. You should have three things in front of you: a test answer sheet, a test booklet, and a number 2 pencil. If you are missing any of these things, raise your hand now and a test proctor will assist you. Instructions for the listening ability section. This section has 3 main parts. Part 1 has short conversations, and Part 2 has longer conversations. Part 3 contains a speech and a long conversation. There are 30 questions on the listening test. For each question, choose the one best answer. For each question, find the letter on the answer sheet that corresponds to the answer you have chosen. Use your pencil to completely fill in the circle for your answer. If you are not sure of the answer, take your best guess. Unanswered items will be scored as incorrect. You are allowed to write in the test booklet. Do not turn the page until you are told to do so. Okay. You may now turn the page. Part 1, Short Conversations. For each question in your test booklet, you will hear a short conversation. Each conversation has a short title to tell you what it is about, followed by a brief description of the situation that is also printed in the test booklet after the words, "Here is the situation." You will listen to the conversation and choose the letter of the choice that best answers the question that appears in your test booklet. You will not hear the question. You will see it and read it. You will read it quietly to yourself. Use your pencil to mark your answer on your answer sheet. Now look at example X, a missing textbook, and listen to the following conversation. Here is the situation. You are visiting your friend Peter at his home in the evening. He is getting his things ready for school the next day and asks his mother about one of his school books.
Hey, Mom. Have you seen my math book? I thought it was in the kitchen, but it's not there now.
It was in the living room a few days ago, Peter, but I haven't seen it today.
Well, I'm sure I had it at school at the beginning of the day because we used it in class. Maybe I left it there.
Maybe so. I hope you find it soon.
The choice that best answers the question is A, in the morning, because the boy says he had it at the beginning of the day. Raise your hand now if you have any questions. Okay, let's begin. Number 1, lunch plans. Here is the situation. You are walking with your friends Bob and Julie to the school cafeteria before lunchtime. Bob and Julie are discussing what they will eat.
Hey, Julie. What did you bring for lunch?
Oh, nothing special, Bob. Just pasta salad and strawberries for dessert. Why?
My dad made me a cheese sandwich on that bread I don't like. Do you want to trade lunches?
Well, I mean, I like your dad's bread, but I was looking forward to strawberries. How about we share what we brought instead?
Number 2. Asking about family. Here is the situation. You are visiting your friend, and you hear him ask his mother about his Uncle Eddie.
Mom, what was Uncle Eddie like as a kid?
Well, he loved art. He used to sit at the table making these elaborate drawings.
I've seen pictures of him playing soccer and baseball.
That's true. We all played sports and loved building things. One time, we built a bridge over the stream behind our house. But I think Eddie's hope was to use his talent in art. But then, as a teenager, he drew less because he was always playing baseball.
Number 3, school concert. Here is the situation. You are visiting your friend Paul at his house after school one day. Paul has just returned from a hospital where he and some of his classmates gave a small concert. Paul's mother asks him how things went.
How was your concert today, Paul? You were going to perform at the hospital, right?
Well, we left the school really late, so all the teachers were mad. But somehow we got to the hospital in time. We played for some of the senior citizens who were there. They reminded me of Grandma and Grandpa. And then we saw some kids. They were my age, and they liked our songs.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I feel like we made their day better.
Number 4, working at the bookstore. Here is the situation. You are shopping at a local bookstore to find a gift for a friend. You overhear the manager of the bookstore giving instructions to another employee on the sales floor.
Hey, Martin, please put the books that are damaged in this box.
Okay. Can I ask, what happens to these books? I mean, they're still in pretty good shape.
Well, sometimes customers accidentally make marks inside or tear the pages. We can only sell new books in perfect condition, so we donate the damaged ones to schools or libraries.
Oh, that's really cool. I'll get started right away.
Number 5, repairing a bike. Here is the situation. It is the middle of the afternoon, and you are with your friends Sam and Sarah at a local coffee shop.
Oh, Sam, I just remembered. I have to stop by the bike shop after work today.
Didn't you just get your brakes fixed recently, Sarah?
Yeah, but then this morning I had a flat tire. I tried filling it with air, but it wouldn't hold. Looks like I'm going to need to replace it.
Man, that's a lot of repairs. I'm sorry to hear that.
Number 6, the last cookie. Here is the situation. It is the middle of the afternoon, and you and a classmate are visiting your friend Jessie at home in her family's kitchen. Her father has come into the kitchen and is looking for a snack.
Hey, Jessie, are there any more of those cookies left?
No. Mom and I ate the last two after lunch. I thought you said you were done with them.
Well, yeah, I did say that, but I was hoping there would be one left.
Don't worry. I bet someone will want to start making some more soon.
Number 7. Asking about a test. Here is the situation. You hear your classmate, Jeff, trying to get the attention of your teacher, Mrs. Smith. Jeff asks her a question.
Excuse me, Miss Smith. Do you have a minute to talk?
Sure thing, Jeff. What is it?
I was wondering if you've graded our tests yet. I think I might have forgotten to answer a question I was going to come back to.
Oh, I hope not. Let's see. Here's your paper. Nope, everything is complete. It looks like you're all set.
Part 2, Longer Conversations. In this section, you will hear longer conversations. Each conversation has a short title to tell you what it is about, followed by a brief description of the situation that is also printed in the test booklet after the words, "Here is the situation." Before listening to each conversation, you will read 2 to 4 questions. Listen to each conversation and answer the questions that appear in your test booklet. Old video games. Questions 8 through 11 are based on the following conversation. Here is the situation. You and your friend Rachel are hanging out at your friend Mark's house after school. The two of you are watching Mark play a video game. Read questions 8 through 11 now. Okay, now listen to the conversation, Old Video Games.
Hey, Mark, what game is that?
This? Last Adventure 3. It's one of my favorite games ever.
Oh, I've heard of the Last Adventure games. But why do the graphics look so blocky, like a bunch of little squares? It just looks fake.
Hey now, Rachel, this game is a classic. All games used to look like this in the 90s. I actually think this style looks cool.
I don't know. I mean, even phone games have better graphics these days. I think the new ones are way better, a lot more realistic, and the music's usually a lot better.
New games are fine, but some older games were just really, really good. They have great stories and interesting features. And like I said, I like the old graphics. Think of it this way. You play piano, right? Do you only play new songs?
Of course not. Beethoven is my favorite. His music is so good, it'll never get old. It's classic.
Exactly. Classic things are just so good. We can play them again and again. After all, Beethoven is much older than Last Adventure 3, right?
Okay. Now answer questions 8 through 11. After school visit. Questions 12 through 15 are based on the following conversation. Here is the situation. Jenna and Clyde are two friends who are hanging out with you after school on a hot afternoon. You all ride bikes to Clyde's house and are very thirsty when you arrive. Read questions 12 through 15 now. Okay, now listen to the conversation, After School Visit.
Jenna, would you mind going inside to get us some cold drinks from the fridge? I'll be in a second. Just let me put the bikes in the garage.
Are you sure, Clyde? I feel weird just walking into your house.
Oh, don't worry. No one else is home. They're all still at work. Help yourself to anything in the fridge. Would you mind getting me one of whatever you have, too?
All right. Oh, no! Your cat just ran out when I opened the door. Do you want me to chase him? I'm actually pretty good at catching cats.
Nah, he's fine. He can pretty much come and go as he pleases. He always comes back at night, or at least by the next day. You know, whenever he gets hungry.
Really? My sister never lets her cat out. She says indoor cats live longer than outdoor cats. Plus, she hates it when the neighborhood cats hunt the birds in our yard.
Okay, now answer questions 12 through 15. Part 3, Extended Discourse. In this section, you will hear a speech and a long conversation. Before listening to each passage, you will have time to read the questions. Each passage has a short title to tell you what it is about, followed by a brief description of the situation that is also printed in the test booklet after the words, "Here is the situation." You will listen to each passage twice, and then you will answer a series of questions that appear in your test booklet. Science Museum Excursion. Questions 16 through 22 are based on the following presentation. Here is the situation. You are a member of a class at school that will be visiting a local science museum today. The teacher, Ms. Taylor, is reminding the class about important details about the trip. You are excited about the trip, so you pay close attention to what she says. Read questions 16 through 22 now. Okay, now listen to the presentation, Science Museum Excursion.
Hi, class. Let's take a few minutes to talk about tomorrow's excursion to the Science Center. School starts at 8:30, and the bus will be here at 8:45. We will walk down from class at that time. Now, let's talk about what to bring. I sent a note home to your parents about this already, but I'm reminding you that we will be at the Science Center all day, including lunchtime. The museum does have a restaurant, but the lines can be slow, so we will not be doing that. Please bring a lunch with you. If you need it, we will have coolers on the bus to keep food and drinks cold for a couple of hours. At the end of the trip, there will be a short time in which you can walk through the gift shop. If you choose to bring money with you from home, that is your opportunity to spend it. They do have a lot of fun items to look at, but they're pricey. Personally, I like to look at what they have and then find a way to build some of the projects they have on my own. Next, let's talk about safety and what you'll actually see. Who here has been to the Science Center before? Raise your hand. Okay, about half of you. Well, you should be excited. I take my class every year, so I know it very well. It's a fun place, but it's very big, so we need to stick together. You're old enough to walk through the different rooms without an adult, but we will all be on the same floor at all times. This allows the teachers to know where everyone is. There are three floors to explore, plus a theater. We'll spend an hour each on the first and second floors, which have to do with electricity and magnetism. Then after lunch, we'll watch a short movie about space exploration. After that, we'll explore the third floor, where you can see some examples of the experiments they've done in space. Pay close attention, because we'll be doing some of these in class over the next few months. The last thing I have to say is that you will be writing an essay about this experience next week, so you should take some notes in your journal while you're there. There are questions on the board for you to copy down now and bring with you to help you think about what things you want to remember for the assignment. You may choose to write only about what you learn in the museum, or you may choose to do further research on something you see there. Either way, it must be a fact-based, not opinionated paper, and follow the regular rules of composition that we've been working on. Any questions?
Now, listen again.
Hi, class. Let's take a few minutes to talk about tomorrow's excursion to the Science Center. School starts at 8:30, and the bus will be here at 8:45. We will walk down from class at that time. Now, let's talk about what to bring. I sent a note home to your parents about this already, but I'm reminding you that we will be at the Science Center all day, including lunchtime. The museum does have a restaurant, but the lines can be slow, so we will not be doing that. Please bring a lunch with you. If you need it, we will have coolers on the bus to keep food and drinks cold for a couple of hours. At the end of the trip, there will be a short time in which you can walk through the gift shop. If you choose to bring money with you from home, that is your opportunity to spend it. They do have a lot of fun items to look at, but they're pricey. Personally, I like to look at what they have and then find a way to build some of the projects they have on my own. Next, let's talk about safety and what you'll actually see. Who here has been to the Science Center before? Raise your hand. Okay, about half of you. Well, you should be excited. I take my class every year, so I know it very well. It's a fun place, but it's very big, so we need to stick together. You're old enough to walk through the different rooms without an adult, but we will all be on the same floor at all times. This allows the teachers to know where everyone is. There are three floors to explore, plus a theater. We'll spend an hour each on the first and second floors, which have to do with electricity and magnetism. Then after lunch, we'll watch a short movie about space exploration. After that, we'll explore the third floor, where you can see some examples of the experiments they've done in space. Pay close attention, because we'll be doing some of these in class over the next few months. The last thing I have to say is that you will be writing an essay about this experience next week, so you should take some notes in your journal while you're there. There are questions on the board for you to copy down now and bring with you to help you think about what things you want to remember for the assignment. You may choose to write only about what you learn in the museum, or you may choose to do further research on something you see there. Either way, it must be a fact-based, not opinionated paper, and follow the regular rules of composition that we've been working on. Any questions?
Now answer questions 16 through 22. East Side Fitness Center. Questions 23 through 30 are based on the following conversation. Here is the situation. You are watching TV and see that a local fitness center is being featured on the local channel. A reporter is interviewing a personal fitness trainer about his work. You have been thinking about joining a gym, so you decide to watch the program. Read questions 23 through 30 now. Okay, now listen to the conversation, Eastside Fitness Center.
Kevin, thanks for talking with me today. Could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm from New York, and I came here last August to do a university degree in athletic training. I'm still finishing that up, but I also work here.
Why did you choose to enter the field of athletic training?
Well, you know, I've enjoyed exercising all my life. When I was a child, our grandparents lived with us, and I helped my grandfather a lot. It was hard for him to walk sometimes, so I would help him do stretching exercises. That really helped him be able to do the gardening he loved to do. So then I saw the benefits of exercise directly, and I wanted to learn more.
Do you still work with older people?
Oh yeah, all ages, from the youngest to the oldest. But my philosophy is the same for everyone. It's important to keep moving and to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what you do here at the center.
I teach regular classes, and I also lead a running club that goes out over the lunch hour every Monday and Wednesday. Most of the members are at their desks from 9 to 5, so it's a great way to break up the workday. Some high school students run with us too, and they bring a lot of energy, keeping us all going. We're running a race this Saturday, and I'm really proud of those runners.
How about the people who want individual training?
Eastside members can sign up to meet with me one-on-one to explore personal options. It's important that people know how to use their bodies correctly and how to avoid injury. We do some exercises that isolate muscles and others where muscles work together. My hope is that people can focus on what they want to do and how the body makes that happen. We also study how the brain can affect outcome, both positively and negatively.
Great. So what does being healthy mean to you?
You know, it's about being able to do what you want to do to live a full and happy life. It's different for everyone. We go to school to keep our minds in shape and grow as people. Likewise, I think we need to learn about how our bodies work so we can stay active throughout our lives. So being healthy or in good physical condition for me when I train someone is not about how fast you can run or how much weight you can lift, but what you do when you're faced with problems or you don't do as well as you'd hoped.
That sounds like a great way to look at it. Do you find that this way of thinking works for everyone?
Well, I think you have to work at it. It doesn't just happen. You have to work at knowing yourself and setting goals and being realistic, but still challenging yourself.
Kevin, thanks. This has really been so inspiring.
Now, listen again.
Kevin, thanks for talking with me today. Could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm from New York, and I came here last August to do a university degree in athletic training. I'm still finishing that up, but I also work here.
Why did you choose to enter the field of athletic training?
Well, you know, I've enjoyed exercising all my life. When I was a child, our grandparents lived with us, and I helped my grandfather a lot. It was hard for him to walk sometimes, so I would help him do stretching exercises. That really helped him be able to do the gardening he loved to do. So then I saw the benefits of exercise directly, and I wanted to learn more.
Do you still work with older people?
Oh yeah, all ages, from the youngest to the oldest. But my philosophy is the same for everyone. It's important to keep moving and to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what you do here at the center.
I teach regular classes, and I also lead a running club that goes out over the lunch hour every Monday and Wednesday. Most of the members are at their desks from 9 to 5, so it's a great way to break up the workday. Some high school students run with us too, and they bring a lot of energy, keeping us all going. We're running a race this Saturday, and I'm really proud of those runners.
How about the people who want individual training?
Eastside members can sign up to meet with me one-on-one to explore personal options. It's important that people know how to use their bodies correctly and how to avoid injury. We do some exercises that isolate muscles and others where muscles work together. My hope is that people can focus on what they want to do and how the body makes that happen. We also study how the brain can affect outcome, both positively and negatively.
Great. So what does being healthy mean to you?
You know, it's about being able to do what you want to do to live a full and happy life. It's different for everyone. We go to school to keep our minds in shape and grow as people. Likewise, I think we need to learn about how our bodies work so we can stay active throughout our lives. So being healthy or in good physical condition for me when I train someone is not about how fast you can run or how much weight you can lift, but what you do when you're faced with problems or you don't do as well as you'd hoped.
That sounds like a great way to look at it. Do you find that this way of thinking works for everyone?
Well, I think you have to work at it. It doesn't just happen. You have to work at knowing yourself and setting goals and being realistic, but still challenging yourself.
Kevin, thanks. This has really been so inspiring.
Now answer questions 23 through 30. You have now finished the listening test. Please wait for further instructions.